It's a great pleasure to welcome to What's Next, Fred Zhu, who's the General Manager of Honor here in South Africa. Fred, how are you doing? It's great to see you. Welcome.
Morning, Aki. Nice to see you. All good from my side.
That's fantastic. Now, listen, Honor is making a fantastic name for itself in South Africa and across the world. The brand quality is amazing, and you're releasing some very interesting devices. But could you tell us a little bit about Honor, what it stands for in the South African market? Who is Honor?
Yes, sure, no problem. So Honor is a global leading smart device manufacturer from China. Actually, the first day for us to launch in the market is 2013. We have a history for more than 10 years. And for South Africa, actually, we start operating from 2021. And after that, we would say we have achieved some significant milestones. So we've put ourselves as incumbent brand into the market. And last year, we were named the fastest growing smartphone brand in South Africa with a 600% increase rate.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And at the same time, we are also top two brand in postpaid market.
Gee, those are very impressive. I mean, that's quite astonishing when you look at the growth that you've achieved. I mean, 600%, congratulations to you and your team. And listen, you've launched some very interesting devices over the last few years. And just the other day, you had your flagship device, which you launched, the Honor Magic Series in South Africa. It's a very exciting device. Can you tell us a little bit more about that Magic device? Do you have one with you in front of you, by the way?
You mean Magic V2 and Magic 6 Pro, these two new models.
Tell us about these new devices. These are your flagship devices that you've just launched in South Africa. Tell us a little bit more about them.
Honor Magic V2 and Honor 6 Pro, actually, we just launched in South Africa on 19th March this month. And this Magic V2 is the first flagship foldables we introduced to South Africa. And Magic V2 is the thinnest and the lightest smart foldable smartphones in the world. And the Magic 6 Pro have the best platform level AI cameras on capabilities. And from our side, we would say, we believe foldable and AI is the future for smartphone industries, and Honor will be the leader in both areas. So with the launch of these new flagship models, we are showcasing that Honor is pushing the boundaries of innovation to another level.
AI is built into everything that we do nowadays. So it's fantastic that you're mentioning this and that you are investing so much focus on AI. Now, you've mentioned that you want to lead foldable, and you mentioned the AI technology that you talked about in the smartphone industry. Can you tell me what is your approach to AI? What is Honor's approach to AI compared to other competitors? Because everyone is talking AI now. What makes Honor different?
So from Honor's side, actually, we started the research on AI actually quite earlier, which is 2016. And at MWC in Barcelona last month, we present our upgradable AI-empowered all-scenario strategy, which showcase the complete understanding of AI development or device. So from our side, we think for device manufacturers, AI can be classified into four layers. So the first layer is platform level AI, which is cross OS and cross device capabilities. So which can integrate various device and such as smartphones, laptop, tablet, and all other smart device into a unified platform.
Okay.
And with Magic Ring on the Magic 6 Pro, users can easily transfer all the documents through on a device. And the second layer AI is the single device operating system AI. So here, you know, want to give some like examples to for consumers to better understanding what is like single system operating level AI is. I can give you one example. Is one of the most my favorite functions from the Magic 6 Pro is Magic Portal. So for example, you receive a message from your friends, say, okay, let's meet at certain city. So what you need to do is you just need to long press the message and slide it to the side panel. The AI will automatically choose the top applications according to your intentions and lead you to the place. So in this case, the AI will automatically choose like the maps or Waze, which is like the GPS. And the third layer AI from our understanding is application AI, which is our competitors Samsung is doing now. And the fourth layer is on-device AI and combined with cloud AI. So right now, I would say for most of manufacturers, they are more focused on layer 3 and layer 4. Just like Samsung, they mentioned their AI capabilities for search or etc. actually can be experienced through a downloadable application. But from owner side, we are focused on four layers, from layer 1 to layer 4, and especially we put more energies, intentions for the layer 1, and the layer 2, which is platform level AI and single device system level AI.
Look, those are very cool features, and I think that that example you used about going to Santon City is very useful. You know, I mean, when you can do that with a swipe of a finger and you instantly have that available, I think that's quite amazing. Now, everyone is talking about foldable technology, and we've seen this market grow quite a bit in the last few years in particular, and it's now becoming more accessible. People are understanding that you can do more with these phones. How are you different in that foldable technology market? What are you seeing at Honor?
So for foldable phones, we would say we haven't seen a lot of like innovations or changes in this segment, and we want to solve the pain point from consumer side, which is bulkiness, weight, and poor batteries for the foldables. So with Magic V2, we would call it the first complete foldable smartphones in the industry, which only weight 231 gram and 9.9 millimeters. At the same time, with all these like amazing designs of the phones, we are not compromised only to the size, bulkiness, and the weight. We only also have a very good development in research to meet the poor battery things. Let me show you something. With our cutting edge carbon silicon batteries, we managed to put two of these batteries into the foldable phones and make the batteries up to 5,000 milliampere batteries, which can make sure the consumers can use the phone and for the whole day. And this shows, actually, we would say we beat Samsung and Huawei in foldable areas. So these are just some of the ways that we lead the foldables and AI technology in the industry.
Wow, that is very, very impressive, I must say, you know, because battery life is very important. And especially when you've got that foldable screen, it opens up and it's got a lot more screen space. You need a lot more of a stronger battery. You've got that device in front of you, right? Can you open it? I just want to see how it looks open, the device, that Magic foldable device. Yeah. Oh, wow. And when you open it up the middle, that's really cool. That is very, very cool. That is really, really cool. No, I love it. Congratulations. Now, who is the target audience of the Magic series?
From Honor Magic V2 side, we think this is perfect for the business leaders who are always on the move and who focus on the work efficiency. So just like me, I use the multi-window screens quite a lot, which I can check the emails on one screen at the same time with another report. So this can significantly boost my productivity. And interestingly, in Malaysia, the me describe Honor Magic V2 as CEO phones. And at the other hand, Magic 6 Pro is designed for people who want to explore the magic of AI at first hand. So just as I just described, we have a magic portal which can learn the intentions and catering the user's habit with time goals. Actually, there is another amazing function is called Falcon's camera system, which can allow the consumers, the end users, to capture the best pictures without a click. The AI in the camera systems can capture 100 pictures in 1 second and automatically choose the best pictures among all of these. Yeah, this means the consumers can use this Falcon's cameras to take the pictures no matter at the stadiums, when you watch rugby, or when you're outside for the wildlife, and even take a best shoot for your lovely pet at home, which is always on the fast move.
Wow, so it's really top-notch, high quality finishes. And at the end of the day, what you said about that screen, it's all about productivity, right? That's why you've got the opening of that foldable screen. You want to be doing your emails on the one side. You want to be doing other things on the other side. So you really want that productivity. So that's amazing. So you're aiming at pretty high at the moment. Let's talk about the price. How much will this Magic V2 cost? And how much will the Magic 6 Pro cost? And when and where will it be available here in South Africa?
Okay, so the Magic V2, the recommended retail price to the market is $39,999. And okay, it will come in black with the virgin leather.
Oh, fantastic. So black and with vegan leather on black with vegan leather on the back. And that's, I like that that stylish finish, because it gives it a nice finish at the back. So you said $39,990 yes, for the Magic V2. And what about the yes, Magic 6 Pro?
So for Magic 6 Pro, the recommended retail price is $27,999.
Okay, so just under $28,999.
Yes. Okay. And that's, for the consumers.
Very, yeah.
Yeah. And also for the consumers who want to buy on contract with our network customers or partners, can also buy this Magic V2 with contract from $1,499 and the Magic 6 Pro from $999.
Okay, so very reasonable. And you can buy it outright as well, right? I mean, where can one buy the Honor phones if they want to pay cash for them?
So both of the phones will officially launch and be available in South Africa from 2nd of April 2024, which is next month. And consumers can buy cash or contract in any of our partners. Which,
okay,
yes.
Well, yeah, that's fantastic. Well, listen, congratulations. I mean, those are very impressive phones and they've got impressive specs, Fred. Tell me about the primary focus for Honor this year. You've just launched these new flagship devices, which look absolutely amazing. I look forward to playing with them. What else is going to be on your radar? What's your focus going to be this year at Honor?
Yes. So as I just mentioned at the beginning, we are named the fastest growing smartphone brand in 2023. And this year, we want maintain the trend and deep the trust with our media friends, our corporate customers, and also consumers. So we want to be the bridge between South Africa and China. And we want to bring the South Africa consumers, let's say, okay, one word, go digital together.
Fantastic. And I love that outlook. It's a very positive outlook. And it sounds like Honor is one of these brands that you're investing a lot of money in R&D, right? Creating new ideas. You spoke about the batteries. You spoke about the technology. You guys are spending a lot of money on innovation. So it's going to be exciting to see the future product lineup of Honor. Congratulations on your tremendous growth, Fred, and wishing you luck for the year ahead. And I hope to chat to you soon. And we catch up to find out what Honor is doing in South Africa. Fred Zhu is the GM of Honor in South Africa. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of What's Next, Fred.
Thank you, Aki. Thank you for your time.